Hello and welcome to Local Matters. We are talking education matters today, and we have two special guests with us. Dr. Bubba Winningham is principal of All Good Middle School, and Dr. Melissa Polk is principal of Northeast Elementary School. Welcome to you both. I'm delighted to have you on the program.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, we're glad to be here. Thank you.
It's exciting to have you, and not everybody knows everything about your school, but they may not have met you either. So, Melissa, why don't you start and tell us a little bit about your background?
Absolutely. As you said, my name is Melissa Polk, and I'm the principal at Northeast Elementary School, where I have been there since 2012. And I was new to Putnam County at that point. I grew up in Overton County, and so I taught the first 17 years in Overton County. So I went back home after graduating Tennessee Tech. And I have two kids and three dogs, and we enjoy being a Putnam County resident and enjoying all the community.
Well, that's great. And you're not very far from home, too.
No, not far.
Well, that's great. And Bubba?
Yeah, I was born and raised here, so I am a native to here. And so I've been at All Good Middle School. This is my seventh year. I was an assistant principal there for 3 years, and then this is my fourth year as head principal. And before that, I taught with Joe Matheny at White Plains Academy, taught social studies out there, and went to Tennessee Tech through that time, got a couple of degrees, and then was interested in administration and got into administration that route. And personally, I have been married for 14 years, and we have three kids, Baylor, who's about to turn 10, is about to be at the middle school where I'm at, and then Maddox, who just turned 6, and then Parks, who will turn 3 in January.
Wow. And I'm at your middle school quite a bit because my granddaughter, Sarah, is on the student council, but she's also a member of the dance team.
Yes.
I get to go to the ball games and see the dances.
Yes.
Well, it's great to have you both on the program. You both were featured in an article in the Herald Citizen a few weeks ago now that was titled Tech Alumni Inspire Local Schools. So there are a lot of tech graduates in our schools, aren't there?
Yes, definitely.
They feed quite a bit of our employees and our teachers, and so it's very nice having them so close in that department to help us.
And for our young folks that are not yet at college or university age, just know there are some great careers right here in your hometown or in our listening area that you could go on and be a teacher or an administrator in our schools. And there's plenty of folks who've done it just like you. And you don't have to go to Tech. We recommend you go to Tech, but you know, UTC and Middle and UT Knoxville, Vanderbilt all have great teacher ed programs. So find a school that's right for you and then come back and teach in Putnam County when you get finished. Well, you both were mentioned as folks that inspire our local schools. So what do you like best about what you do? And just tell us a little bit about how Tech got you ready for what you're doing now. Melissa, you want to start?
Gosh, yeah, because I went way before Dr. Winningham did. I feel like I'm ancient. It was 30 years ago. You know, when I was at Tennessee Tech as an undergraduate, I had great professors that made learning fun. They, you know, allowed me to find my niche in the world, you know, and kind of cater to. Because at the time, I wanted to be a high school math teacher and found out that probably isn't where my talents lie. And I think that Tech helped me do that. We had a lot. They were, you know, I think the idea of always being a lifelong learner came from my professors at Tech, and that you need to know a little bit about a lot of things to be in the education world. And the coursework helped with that. And I mean, was there a lot to learn the first year when I was actually with my own classroom? Absolutely. But I felt like I had experienced several things while I was at Tennessee Tech that helped me, prepared me to go in there and not give up, to persevere and really enjoy the children that I encountered in my classroom and enjoy seeing their growth over time.
And that not giving up is important.
Oh,
isn't
perseverance
it?
Yeah. is the number yeah. one thing.
It is. It is amazing how that works. And Bubba, you had a lot of great faculty members at Tech, according to what
yes.
you wrote in this article, or what
yes.
was written about you in this article.
Yes.
So you don't have to single out any if you don't want to, but which faculty do you remember the most and why?
I think I'd be in trouble if I didn't mention Dr. Akinson. I think we all
I had lunch with him today.
Yes, I think.
Yes.
I mean, he's still, as far as I know, he's still there.
He is.
And he was one of the ones who made it fun, made class interesting, made you want to pursue it, and like Dr. Polk said, didn't give up, kind of helped you through. And then I had Dr. Julie Baker. Who I had the pleasure of having her. She was one of my high school English teachers. And then when I was getting my instructional leadership degree from EDS for Tech, she was one of my instructors for that too. And she also helped me quite a bit, pushed me through, and helped me complete that degree as well. So she was one of the ones, and we still talk to this day. So she's one of the ones that, you know, for sure helped me quite a bit.
Well, it's amazing to look at the faculty out there and to realize that they've impacted faculty members and students all across the
Absolutely.
Upper Cumberland region and way beyond that, but
right.
certainly in the Upper Cumberland.
Right.
So you all have now got a pretty deep administrative experience in Putnam County Schools, and it's been a challenging couple of years, but the administration of the school system just seems to have maybe blinked a little bit, but gone right on with perseverance and gotten us through this pandemic without any trouble.
I think all of us in Putnam County and the Upper Cumberland region, we're very passionate about our jobs, and we've got the attitude of we're going to do whatever we need to do to ensure that our schools are the safe place for families and for students. And if we needed to, you know, when it came that we needed to feed them, we fed them. When we need to love on them, we love on them. I think we just have that sense of community. And we felt like that was our part. Of course, mm-hmm. in Putnam County, we started out with the tornado. And the tornado really brought us all. We just came together. Yeah. The whole community came together. And I know I felt very blessed the whole entire time to be part of this community and watch everyone just put aside differences and what have you and do what's right for our community and for our students.
And our students showed I was amazed at how resilient students were during the pandemic and still are to this day. And that gave teachers hope, and, you know, they were resilient with their students. And then in turn, me seeing that, it's almost like, yes, let's go, let's move forward with this. And it really started with students and teachers and how amazing they were through this process and just how resilient they were. And so at that point, it was almost like a, let's keep them going. Let's support them in whatever, you know, we're doing to keep them going.
I think the students taught us old folks some important lessons.
Right.
Exactly.
They blinked and went right on
right.
with it. Yeah,
right.
It was just a
new
day to them.
And really, for administrators, we had a lot of support among us
yes.
of what are you doing, what can, you know,
right.
what resources did we have? Because
yeah.
at the time, we had to think outside the box.
Yes.
Minute by minute, almost.
Right.
And we had a lot of good professional learning
yes.
during that time. To where it was, here's how you use these materials that we're having to use now,
yeah.
using Zoom. I had only been on Zoom a time or two
right.
before all this
yeah.
started, and now I'm like, I think I can.
Yeah, none of
I
your
think I'm pretty
teachers,
good at it.
Yeah. None of your
no,
teachers
they really
were
hadn't.
Prepared for Zoom or
no.
Teams or any of the
and
online learning.
And now we'll take
learning.
A certification test on it, just
yeah.
about, you know.
it is amazing how quickly they adapted, and kudos to the administration. Putnam County Schools were prepared.
Mm-hmm.
We had
yeah.
good vital resources,
yes.
good online
right.
resources, better than most. And
right.
and so
we
Corey King and others.
We were supported
yes, we
through
were.
This process.
No
yes.
question about it. And to all of you administrators and the faculty hadn't been prepared for this either, had they?
No.
no.
But they were willing to do whatever it
yep.
takes. It's just that I'm always amazed by it. It humbles me each day to see my staff just do the work.
Yeah.
When it's hard, they show up, they do the work, and they yep. smile and they bring joy to it, and it just warms my heart.
Right. Yep.
Well, and it just seems like, I don't know how long this is going to go on, the world is changing on us, and maybe there's some technology here that we'll use differently than we did 2 years ago for a long time. I know there is at the university. We've learned some things that will change how we teach
and,
out of the pandemic. And I'm sure the middle school and the elementary schools have too.
We're given a lot of flexibility. You know, meeting with parents, for instance, we're still having a lot of flexibility. If a Zoom works best, then we're going to do that. Because if you're busy at work, you may not be able to take off an hour to go to a parent meeting. You know, just things like that. Those are simple things that we've never thought of before. That now it's just a common, there's just options for us.
Right. And when teachers thought outside the box during the pandemic, they used a lot of those resources that worked for them. Now they're still using them in person, and it's working in person. Yes. So it caused, you know, it had them think outside the box. They found solutions that worked, and they thought to themselves, well, if this can work, you know, virtually, then it can work in a classroom. So they really brought a lot of those ideas back into the classroom in person, or using those successfully. It's really good to see.
But I do want to say, we really, really like seeing our students' faces in the classroom, seeing their responses. We'll use, like Dr. Wingham said, you know, this resources we have. But we like to see them using them in the classroom, don't we?
Teaching is still a personal process.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, even behind a mask, it's tough to do it. But boy, we got through it, or are getting through it.
Yes.
And kudos to all the teachers for all they did during this time. We are talking to Bubba Winningham and Melissa Park. Melissa Polk, I had a student named Melissa Park, and I'm going to call you that if I don't watch out all day long. But Melissa and Bubba, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. So we are talking education matters today with Dr. Bubba Winningham, the principal of Allgood Middle School, and Dr. Melissa Polk, the principal of Northeast Elementary School. And we had a lot of fun talking about some of the experiences in our first session. But Melissa, you talked in the article that was written about Tech alumni and their relationship with the school system. You talked about your role as principal partly as chief inspiration officer. That's a great phrase. Talk a little bit about what the chief inspiration officer does.
That's a nice broad term there. But, you know, I think as a principal, we've always got to be looking in the future, and we've got to decide where is education going? What's the vision I have for this school? Have some, you know, some timelines on that. And then how do I get everyone in my building to get on board with me and want to ride my train to that vision? You know, and so it's always like inspiring someone of, you know, here, I know you can do this. You don't think you can do this, but I know you can. I know my students can, you know, do whatever the vision is. And so it's kind of fun because I've been at my school long enough to where most of my people, I've hired the majority of them, and majority of them know me really, really well. And we can, you know, I'm like, I got an idea, and they might cringe a little bit, but they know that I've thought about this. I've, you know, especially after summer break, it seems like I have time to really get my thoughts together. And I'm like, I'm thinking that this is the direction we need to go. And it's funny that a lot of times now they're like, yeah, that's exactly where we need to go. Let's do it. And so to me, that's what that means. It's, you know, whatever it needs to be to achieve the vision. And it's because education changes very quickly, and we've got to be ready for it. And at elementary level, I mean, we're setting the foundation, and we take that very seriously.
Well, it's important. That's an important foundation to set. I remember I used to do a lot of accreditation visits, and my department chairs dreaded the day I came back from an accreditation visit because I'd have all kind of new ideas.
Yes.
Guess what I saw in Arkansas or in New York or wherever I was. Well, Bubba, how about you? Obviously, you've been a principal now. You've got that experience. Inspiration officer fit that role too?
Yes, I think it does. And I think Dr. Pogue hit it, hit the nail on the head. I think setting the vision, casting the goal, or casting the vision, setting the goal of what you want. And then it's just, you know, your people can get there, you know, and I always talk about rowing. And so we're rowing, and everybody needs to do that to get there. And so just keeping supporting those teachers, supporting, and it really goes to everybody in your building. It's not only just teachers, but, you know, we have assistants, we have faculty, you know, who are in the classroom too. So keeping everybody on that same page and just supporting them, taking things that aren't necessary out of their way so they can continue to row towards that goal. And so it's just every day, it's a daily thing to keep them going.
Well, that's a good analogy, a good way to put it. And every day you wake up, there's always something coming at you.
There is.
Yes.
Well, you both are inspiring others through, you continue to work at Tech too. So tell us a little bit about how you are still involved in the College of Education at Tech. Dr. Winnie?
So one of the biggest things I think just being involved is we, I talked to Dr. Brown, Amy Brown the other day, just staying in contact with them about placements. So they, you know, we have teachers who need to be placed for practicums or residencies. And I think it's important at our school that we host those teachers and give them, and I know sometimes they have a hard time finding a place, but, you know, in a field that you don't, it's not really growing an enormous amount, we need to do everything we can to support upcoming teachers and help them in that process. And so I always think one of the, you know, keeping those open lines of communication, keeping that relationship with Tech, since they're in our backyard, is important. And so I speak at Dr. Kelly Moore's class. I go to her classes a couple times a year and speak to her students. Just kind of, they have, basically she gives them a list of questions, or they give me a list of questions. She gives them, you know, just a kind of a big criteria of what do you want to ask for a new teacher and things like that. And so I go and I talk to her classes, and I think Dr. Polk and I both serve on the teacher education committee. So again, it's important for us as administrators to give back and keep those communications both ways, because we do have an education a department there that we need teachers. And so keeping, you know, working relationship with Tech is vitally important for that reason.
So you provide a voice of experience back to that teacher ed committee and in other places.
Yes.
Melissa, you're on that committee too.
I am. I have been for a while. And so I think we just we've got boots on the ground. And what does it look like? And I'm always impressed by the faculty at Tennessee Tech and how they want to make sure that all their graduates are prepared for the slots that we have. And so, and it's because of the cooperation among us. And I'm in constant contact too. When we have our practicum and residency teachers, I tell them, you've got a year-long job interview here. Yeah. And I'm going to push you like I push my teachers, and I want you to be ready. And that's what Tennessee Tech takes seriously. And I mean, I know a lot of the professors personally now, a lot of them I went to school with years ago, and we just have a great working environment, and I think that our graduates win because of that.
I do too, and you have boots on the ground, it also places those students in boots on the ground in their formative time while they're still in their educational experience. So it's great for them to get out there and realize the life may not be exactly the way it's described in the textbook.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And screaming meanies do happen in the classroom.
Yes.
So that's great that you're doing that. But it also, as you say, it's a job interview for them.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, they're interviewing you. I mean, they get a chance to see if they like that particular school environment. and you get a chance to see if they've got what you need in a position. So
absolutely,
it's a win-win. And boy, what great experience for the students too.
And when we have it like when we have job openings, like that's what I was saying. I was talking to Dr. Brown about, like, I contact her most of the time and say, you know, I've got this coming open. Who do you, especially if it's in the year or something like that, which is rare, but it does happen.
It does happen.
I need, you know, we stay in contact about who's going to graduate soon and to see, you know, who we can interview. And so it's, like I said, their text right there, it makes 100%, you know, it makes sense for us to, you know, have a working relationship with them.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about it does happen. So a child's worst nightmare when I was in second grade in a very small elementary school in Illinois, the teacher got really sick. And the only qualified substitute teacher in the community was my mother.
Oh, goodness.
And so I had my mom for the rest of that year. And I'll never forget in my eyes the first day she walked in that classroom. So, yeah, that was a rough year.
I bet it was. It's memorable for sure.
It was memorable. You couldn't dodge the homework.
I had my dad as an assistant principal for all 4 years of high school.
Did you?
Yeah. So that was also.
Well, that's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about each of your schools. One of the beauties of Putnam County Schools is they all are unique. They all have their own missions and their own set of common objectives, but they also have some own personality of their own. So, Melissa, talk about your school.
Well, my school has about 425 students, pre-K through 4. And when they leave me, we feed into Allgood Middle School. We do have some that go to Avery Trace just by location, but the majority of our students do go to Allgood Middle. So Dr. Wainham and I talk a lot about when our kids are phasing between schools. I think I have the perfect diversity at my school. I have 20% Hispanic, 65% poverty. And our mission is to serve others, work hard, and soar high. And we say that every day. And we find opportunities to serve. You know, my students have, they make me laugh. They make me cry. They make, you know, all the emotions. But they also, we really try to get them to serve one another. And we do some community, we do like can drives and things for other people in the community because we receive so much from the community. We want to give back.
We are going to take a quick break, and then, Bubba, we're going to come back and let you describe Allgood Middle School.
Fantastic.
Welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Dr. Melissa Polk of Northeast Elementary School and Dr. Bubba Winningham of Allgood Middle School. And Melissa had just described Northeast to us a little bit. So, Bubba, talk a little bit about your school.
No, so Allgood Middle, we're about 730 right now. We serve 5th through 8th grade. We've been anywhere from 730, and we've been over 800 before, so it just kind of fluctuates. But we serve 5th through 8th grade. We have two pre-K classes who are also with us. We're actually adding a third pre-K class. And we have, you know, diversity, same as Dr. Polk. We have two feeder schools, Northeast and then Allgood Elementary, which we share a campus with, not a building, but they're just on our campus. And so one of the things that I take pride in for our teachers especially is we talk a lot about culture. You know, one of the things we try to do at Allgood is I want just the best culture kids, teachers, everybody who's in that building feels. And I always say culture eats instruction for breakfast because we talk a lot of times about instruction, but it doesn't matter if you have a bunch of Einsteins in a building teaching, if your culture is not correct, kids aren't going to want to be there. Teachers aren't going to want to be there. So it's important for us to make sure the culture is just right for teachers, parents, community members, everybody, you know, that community we serve in Allgood, that's who we want. That's what's important to us. And so it's a big deal for us. And it's something that we're constantly have our eye on and are working on.
Well, that's great. And, you've both got very dynamic schools and great reputations. And so it's, I know it's a challenge every day, but it's also a very rewarding kind of experience. So let's talk about a typical day as a principal. And we'll, is there such a thing as a typical day? So, Melissa, let's start with you. What's a typical day look
like? You know, I always start the day, I used to call it a to-do list, and now I call it a wish list. So there's some items that I hope get done, because the to-do list, I felt like I didn't do my job. Yeah. Where wish, I'm like, hey, I'm hoping to get this done. I always start the day, something very important to me is that I see my students when they enter the building, and I see them when they leave. So when I start the day, I'm at the front door, and I greet all my students that are dropped off by a car. And we work on social skills. We work on making eye contact, speaking, and then we used to handshake, but now we're, you know, we have to change that with all the COVID things. And my assistant principal greets the bus riders. And then in the afternoons, we swap. Then we do announcements. And then it's, I would love to say that's when it kind of changes. You know, it, I want to be there from, I love first thing after I do announcements to walk around and visit every teacher and every student and say good morning, making sure, you know, there's anything they need. But it can go anywhere from there. But I, on a perfect day, I'm in classrooms and watching instruction happen. I like to be in the lunchroom and help out there, because you get to know students in different lights. And I mean, I've got several kids I talk to. I talk football. I'm not a huge football fan, but I know enough to talk it a little bit. And me and my boys, we have good discussions about that.
You can talk about the Titans.
I can talk about the Titans. I can talk a little Tennessee balls. I can do a little bit of everything.
How about that?
And then I end the day loading up my bus students. So,
Dr. Winningham, how about you?
Very, very similar. We have we stand usually when they come in, car riders who are dropped off, we stand and greet them. And we have the same person, Mr. Moore, Gavin Moore, stands there every day. And we kind of just congregate there and talk and try to make kids smile, be smiling as they come in. That's probably some of these kids, that's the only smile they may see. So we want to be the ones to provide that. And then, like Dr. Pollock said, after announcements, it's kind of up in the air. But one of our main goals is classrooms. So I'm big about getting into classrooms, and no matter what else, a lot of those other things we can get bogged down with, but the most important thing is getting in classrooms. And so we try to do that unless something serious happens or major happens that, you know, we need to be in the office for. But other than that, we're out the building. And I'll just say, like, and I know Dr. Pollock feels the same way about her team, but, it, you know, all these things in a building that happen aren't just because of us. We have an amazing team around us.
Absolutely.
Amazing team of teachers. My APs do the same thing. And so we're all on the same page about what that looks like. And we all handle those situations just to make sure we can all be out in classrooms. So, in the afternoon, we all eat lunch together, too. One of the things that me and my administrators do every single day, unless one of us is out of the building, we all eat lunch together in either my office or Ms. Etheridge's office. And so that is a must for us, because a lot of times we're scattered about. So we come together, we talk about what's going on, what have we seen. It's a good time to debrief. And we leave the door open. So a lot of times teachers who come in, they talk. And so it's very informal. And then after that, same thing in the afternoon, try to take care of the classrooms, get in the classrooms, and then again, try to say goodbye and have a great afternoon, making sure most of our students hear that on the way out. So one day, that's a typical, like, this is what we want, but some days, I mean, just to be honest, you're in the office dealing with situations.
And you're kind of a firefighter.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Now, there are always going to be those.
Yes.
But honestly,
those
I think that's the part I love about my job is that no 2 days are the same.
Yes. You don't know, yeah.
There
is
no boredom on, it's 9 o'clock, we got to do this.
Right.
It's
you don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be exciting, maybe raise your blood pressure a little bit. But
usually, yes.
It does, yes.
It can do that. There's no question. Well, our students in Putnam County, there are some great kids. They come from a wide variety of backgrounds, don't they? So some kids are challenged. Talk about your typical students, and then talk about some of the challenges that your students face. I know during the pandemic, some kids didn't have internet hotspots or internet accessibility from their home. Absolutely. One example.
Yes, and we were lucky enough as a district. That's one of those supports that we were able to provide as many as we could. But I think, you know, that was a big piece to provide that and make sure they still have internet access and still have a computer, a device. And so typical students, I always feel like, I always say when I went to school, my parents were the type of parents who were, if I got in trouble, like it wasn't a question. Like they didn't quite, like it was just, you got in trouble. They believed. I couldn't explain myself, but I had support. They were also supportive. And so I feel like that's a typical, teachers are in good contact or in contact with those parents. And then some of the struggling students we do see don't always have that support. And so we have to provide, whether it's social and emotional support, but we have to provide that. And our teachers do an amazing job of providing that extra support. And so that's kind of what some of the struggles we run into sometimes is it's not always about academics. I mean, sometimes it's just about taking care of those kids who need to be taken care of. And that's more so now than when I felt like when I was in school.
Sure.
I mean, so
I would totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of, I think, society with the prevalence of technology. I mean, it's a mm-hmm. good thing, but it also cannot.
Right.
They're exposed to a whole lot more
they
than what
indeed.
They have before. And there's a lot more pressure,
yeah.
Than when, obviously, when I was growing up. You could get away with things, and it wasn't stick around all the
right.
time, and like on social media. So I think that is rough on kids.
Yes.
And it's rough on families, too, because I think sometimes families compare themselves to their friends' families, and that's not fair
yeah.
to them. And the social-emotional push is really, whew.
Yeah.
It's there's a lot that we could spend a lot of time on.
Yeah.
And it takes time, and it takes a lot of effort, and it takes everybody working together. I will say this, I feel like that no matter the student, all parents, they're trying to do their very best to do their job
yeah.
as a parent,
yes.
and they just have
yep.
lots of obstacles sometimes, some a few more than others, and it's my job to help them figure out those obstacles.
Yeah, we hope they all try to help that student as best they can.
Exactly.
But it
exactly.
is more challenging to some than others.
It is.
And we
it
have,
is.
And we, again, going back to the supports we have, We, as a county, I think, do a really good job of providing supports to those students who, we can provide a textbook, a laptop, but the social and emotional stuff, that generally you don't think about. Like I feel like if we've ever called and said this kid or this person needs such and such, they say, where do you need it? When do you need
yeah.
it? And so we're very blessed, I think, in our district
Absolutely.
To have that support and to be able to take that need or, wherever that kid needs, just meet that need,
mm-hmm.
family, kid or family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we want to sort of end this program bragging on your faculty a little bit. They've been through a tough couple of years, haven't they?
They're amazing.
Yeah, they really are.
They're amazing.
It's amazing how they've all stepped up to the plate to amazing how the parents and students have also,
yeah.
but special tribute to faculty for
Absolutely.
All they did.
Yeah, and we can't say enough.
We really can't.
Like, I feel like I say it too much that I appreciate, but I really wish I could almost just illustrate how much, the day-to-day, how school is going is because of the fact, and so what they're doing day-to-day is what matters. And they did that through a pandemic, they've. So, yeah.
And amazing. I think our teachers need to realize, we all the time, I'm the same way, Dr. Wingham, of saying,
yeah.
I appreciate you, and you feel like,
yeah.
has it been watered down? But I think I hope that they realize how much the community appreciates
oh, yeah.
their role in the
too.
Last couple
yeah.
of years. Because they get a lot of bad vibes
yes,
from
sure
here or
do.
There. But ultimately,
yeah.
the people that they're just tickled to death that we could offer what we did
yep.
and that we kept going strong and
yep.
did the best that we needed to do. And we tried to find joy during it.
Yeah,
they've all been heroes.
Yes,
absolutely.
We have been talking to Dr. Bubba Winningham and Dr. Melissa Polk of Putnam County Schools, and you both represent your schools so well. I thank you for being with us today, and we'll welcome you back sometime in the future.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.